Reporter Daniel Pearl, kidnapped in the Pakistani port city of Karachi a month ago, is dead. American and Pakistani officials say a videotape now in the hands of the FBI provides proof of Pearl's death. What's not known is when he was killed and by whom. Pearl was the Wall Street Journal's South Asian correspondent based in Bombay, India. When he disappeared on January 23rd, he was working on a story about possible links between the Al-Qaeda terrorist network and Richard Reed, the British citizen accused of trying to blow up a transatlantic flight with explosives in his shoe. President Bush says he is saddened by the news. Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf called the murder gruesome and says the perpetrators will be caught. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Islamabad.
A statement released by authorities in Karachi says police received a videotape late last night showing scenes of Daniel Pearl in captivity and his murder by the kidnappers. A Pakistani source says the tape was delivered to police by a courier service and that police made the tape available to U.S. officials in Pakistan. Pakistan's President Musharraf, in a statement, ordered his security forces to apprehend each and every member of the gang of terrorists linked to this gruesome murder. The task of finding the kidnappers has been a frustrating one for General Musharraf in the month since Daniel Pearl was abducted. Initially, police appeared to be making progress. They arrested three men accused of sending two email messages regarding Pearl's abduction, emails which demanded, among other things, better conditions for prisoners captured in Afghanistan by the U.S. and currently being held at Guantanamo Bay. Then, last week, police apprehended the man they said was their chief suspect in the case, British-born militant Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh. At the time Saeed was arrested, he told police that Daniel Pearl was still alive. In a court appearance 2 days later, however, Saeed reversed himself. He admitted responsibility for the kidnapping, but said he believed Pearl was already dead. After Saeed's arrest, the trail turned cold, and it became clear to police that Saeed, though a key figure, was not the man in charge. And more importantly, either didn't know or wouldn't say where Pearl could be found or who was holding him. Nor is it clear today when Daniel Pearl was killed. His body has not been recovered. Saeed told the court that the kidnapping was in retaliation for Pakistan's decision to side with the U.S. in its war against terror. Our country, he told the court, should not be catering to America's needs. Saeed and several accomplices being sought by police have been linked to Pakistani militant groups recently banned by President Musharraf. Some of these groups had members who fought alongside the Taliban in Afghanistan and against Indian security forces in the disputed region of Kashmir. What's not yet clear is whether these groups are behind Daniel Pearl's murder or if there is a hidden hand. Rifat Hussain is a political analyst at Islamabad's state-run Qadi Azam University.
We are not sure that we are dealing with the old horses here, with the old faces of the people that we knew. In fact, we are dealing with people who may be totally new actors. They used some local agents, and obviously those were Pakistanis. But the mastermind behind this was the brain behind this may be somewhere else.
Hussain says he sees an Al-Qaeda link here, and says he believes Daniel Pearl's abduction and murder were carried out with more than one goal in mind.
The goal and the motive is the same, that is to just to tell the journalistic community that don't, you know, sort of get on our trail and don't try to find out too much. And also, you know, warn the Musharraf government, create an image problem for it, and also to get even with Washington, because it's definitely a payback.
There's been speculation in the Pakistani press about possible links between the kidnappers and rogue elements of Pakistan's intelligence agencies, also unhappy with President Musharraf's decision to side with the U.S. against the Taliban, a one-time ally, some would even say the creation of the Pakistani government. It's not known if the U.S. will now push for the extradition of the chief suspect in custody, Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh, but an extradition request seems likely. President Bush, speaking in Beijing, said he was saddened by the news of Daniel Pearl's death, and especially saddened, he said, for Daniel and Marianne Pearl's unborn child. Marianne Pearl, who is also a journalist, is 7 months pregnant. President Bush.
All around the world, American journalists and humanitarian aid workers and diplomats and others do important work in places that are sometimes dangerous. Those who would threaten Americans those who would engage in criminal, barbaric acts need to know that these crimes only hurt their cause and only deepen the resolve of the United States of America to rid the world of these agents of terror.
After 4 weeks spent waiting and hoping for his release, Pearl's family expressed their shock and their sadness in a statement read by a spokesman, Gary Foster.
Up until a few hours ago, we were confident that Danny would return safely, for we believed no human being would be capable of harming such a gentle soul.
His murder, the spokesman said, was beyond the family's comprehension.
Danny was a beloved son, a brother, an uncle, a husband, and a father to a child who will never know him. A musician, a writer, a storyteller, and a bridge builder. Danny was a walking sunshine of truth, humor, friendship, and compassion. We grieve with the many who have known him in his life, and we weep for a world that must reckon with his death.
Daniel Pearl started his career at the Wall Street Journal 12 years ago in the paper's Atlanta Bureau. He joined the Journal after working previously at the Berkshire Eagle in Western Massachusetts. After his stint in Atlanta, Pearl worked for the Journal in Washington, London, and Paris before moving to India 2 years ago. Yesterday, the Journal's managing editor, Paul Steiger, expressed his sorrow and anger at Pearl's death.
We're heartbroken at his death. Danny was an outstanding colleague, a great reporter, and a dear friend of many at the Journal. His murder is an act of barbarism. It makes a mockery of everything that Danny's kidnappers claim to believe in. They claim to be Pakistani nationalists, but their actions must surely bring shame to all true Pakistani patriots.
The Committee to Protect Journalists called Pearl's death brutal and senseless. His loss will be felt most by those who knew him best, the statement read, but all of us are diminished because we have been deprived of his unique voice. Danny was skeptical, critical, and courageous in his reporting, the statement said. He believed firmly in the truth, and he died searching for it. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.